Song of the week is Big Old Freak by Megan Thee Stallion. It's a bop. It is just a bop. A sexy, fun, summertime, liberating bop. My good friend put me onto it maybe like a day ago, and I literally haven't been able to listen to anything since. Great song. Gets me ready and excited for the summer, which is so close I can taste it. So I just did an episode last week, but I am back again this week. I never really typically do back-to-back episodes, but we're doing it for two reasons. First, I have a lot of things that I just want to share, a lot's been on my mind. So I want to share that. I want to share some lessons before I forget to tell you them. And then two, I am in the middle of procrastinating because I have been working on a take-home final all weekend. I'm on my very last question, but I just don't have it in me to finish right now. So I figured I would take a break and then come back to it. And what better way to take a break than by reflecting on my week and sharing that with you. So that's what we're here to do. It's been hard for me, just staying mentally. Anyway, we'll talk about that. We're about to get into that. We're going to start with the mind first, and then we'll go into, the rest, as we typically do. Let's do it. The mind. So we are at the end of this semester, as I mentioned earlier, and anytime I get to the end of any type of season, any semester, I am typically mentally checking out. So we're at the last week, I've already really mentally checked out. And that can be hard sometimes, especially when I'm mentally checked out, but that doesn't mean I'm not physically checked out. I'm still showing up in places and I'm still working and still doing things. So when I'm mentally checked out, it sometimes just makes the ending that much more harder. And so I've been trying, and I think the way I've set myself up this semester in particular, the way I've reframed my mental thoughts, the way I've really dug into that and thought about that at the beginning, I've set up some great routines that have helped me for success. So I just have a lot of little things that I do every day, regardless of what's going on, regardless of how late I wake up, regardless of anything, just certain little things that I do that I always try to do. One of those things, create a to-do list. I've started creating my to-do list for the next day at night. I look at my calendar, see what I have going on, make my to-do list, get everything that I need to do done. And that way I wake up in that morning and I already know what is planned for the day. And I've already had time to kind of sleep on what is planned for the day. That's just one of my several routines. I have I would say maybe 10 things that I do throughout the day, whether it be in the morning in preparation for the day, in the middle of the day or after the day. Some of those things include just eating meals and prepping for meals. As simple as that sounds, I have a habit of forgetting to do those things. And just, I think staying with my routines, and something that my mom actually told me earlier, just knowing that I am worth that, I deserve it. Because something that happened to me last week is, so I have to eat breakfast. Breakfast, when I don't eat breakfast, my days are typically my bad days. I'm not strong when I don't eat breakfast. I've just always been that way. So making breakfast a priority has been something I've had to train myself to do. So for example, last week, so in order to eat breakfast every day, that requires me getting out of bed a little bit earlier and prepping. I already know what I'm going to wear, stuff like that. It takes effort to eat breakfast every morning. But, last week, I think it was Monday, I just was running a little bit late, maybe 5-10 minutes. So, and I knew that. So instead of sacrificing breakfast to be wherever I needed to be at the time, I just decided that, today you're just going to be late. I'm going to be 5 minutes late, text my supervisor, let them know that I was late. And, it really, in the end of it, wasn't that big of a deal. Just as long as I'm not making that a habit, obviously. But just knowing that I was worth that. I was worth that 5 extra minutes that it takes for me to eat breakfast and eat a good breakfast. Sometimes a lot of my eating habits come out of convenience. So I just have to tell myself I am worth it. I am worth the 5 minutes that it takes to get breakfast. And that has all helped me reframe my mind. And while I am mentally exhausted right now, I am. I just feel like I'm able, I have the tools to move through that a little bit better because I've just set up certain routines. And these routines now are habits, but they're good habits. So that's been the biggest thing with my mind. Let's go ahead and switch gears and talk about the body. So I think the body and the mind this week kind of go hand in hand because shaping my mental focus to tell myself that I am worth certain things has helped me in achieving my goals for my body. As I mentioned the last time, I am currently in a process of being a little bit more at peace and kind of falling in love with my body. And I think in order to do that, I need to make better habits, eating habits, and I need to make working out a priority. But in order, the way my life is set up is that though neither one of those things are natural for me to do, just based on my previous habits and just how my life works. So I have to remind myself that I am worth eating right. I am worth a good meal. I am worth taking a moment to work out. Because sometimes I can get lost in, you know, the mission of my work and doing good work and being a good friend, being a good teammate and all these things, but not really being super good to myself. And so I've just focused on that and it's made a world of a difference. Like it really, really has. And honestly, it's not like anything is super lacking, but I'm just making myself a priority. And right now, myself and my body has been something I've been focused on. So as you know, I've been working on my workout routine since like last November. I'm increasing that. Started out just doing one day a week. Now last week I did 3 days, and I've diversified my workout. I've added weights in there, and then I've added cycling back into my workouts as well. I even swam last week. It was pretty funny because I haven't swum in years, but just getting back to those things that I love doing and taking whatever time I need to take to do that. Working out has been the fun part of it. I would say the counting the calories part has been interesting. I've learned really the value of calories. So I equate this in my head to when I learned the value of money. So when I first started working, I might have been like 17 or something like that. And once I got my first little paycheck, my mom was like, okay, you know, I am responsible as always for providing you with, you know, food, shelter, clothes on your back, and your basic essentials. But any like extra little things that you want to do, you're going to be responsible for that. So if you want to go, when we go out to eat, you know, you got a check, you could take care of that. When we go, you go into Walmart and you want the candy in line, you can get it. You're just going to be responsible for getting it. Extra shoes that don't really require, like school shoes that I didn't need for school, just like some sneakers I just wanted. Yeah, you get in a check. You could do that. When she did that to me, what I learned was the value of money. So there were certain things I learned that I did not necessarily need anymore. I didn't need that Reese's at the end of the line because every time I do that, that's a dollar. And if I do that every time we go to the grocery store, it adds up and it keeps going up and up and up. So I just learned the value of money. And I equate that to how, like me learning calories has been very similar to that. Because I use a calorie counter app. It's called MyFitnessPal. It's apparently really popular, but it gives me a certain amount of calories for the day, and I use them very wisely. And in using them wisely, there's certain things I realize that I don't even need to eat. And if I eat them, it takes a lot of calories. So when I'm eating, when I get something sweet, I typically enjoy it now a little bit more because it means I really wanted it because I really had to make a decision to want that. So like I know now, like I don't need to get a cookie every time I go to Subway. Little things like that make a big difference over a period of time. If I'm doing that every single time I go, because I go to Subway a lot. And I was getting a cookie every time and Powerade every single time. Just eliminating different things like that have done a world of a difference. And I'm super excited to continue sharing this journey with you. It's been fun. I'm seeing results already. I feel better. I have a little bit more energy, even though I'm tired. But I have more energy than I think I would have had I not reshifted my focus. But yeah, so that's the body. Let's go into the soul. So for the soul, I have learned a lesson within the last like 2 weeks or so that is just on my heart to share. And I think it goes with the overarching theme of the episode tonight. And it's this idea of knowing my worth and understanding that. And it's something I've heard all my life. Know your worth. Don't take anything less than your worth. Love yourself. No one else will. You can't love anybody else until you love yourself and yada, yada, yada. All my life. But what has changed for me is how I'm interpreting that. I'm interpreting it a little bit different because typically for me, when I've heard those in the past, I've always interpreted it as like, yeah, love yourself. Know that you're great. Know that you're amazing. Don't let anyone tell you that you're not. You know, yeah, you're not perfect, but I mean, whatever, that's fine. We're not worried about the imperfect parts. We're only focused on the good. And, you know, it's not a super bad concept, but what I have realized is this. When I'm thinking of my future husband, when I'm thinking of my soulmate, when I'm thinking of a person that I want to spend my life with, I'm thinking of someone who is able to accept me and love me for everything that I am. Love me for the good parts of me, love me for the bad parts of me, and love me for the ugly parts of me. And I feel like I speak for a lot of people when I say that, right? And I don't think that that's an unrealistic expectation. Also realizing that good, bad, and ugly are subjective terms that people define it how they want to define it. But what I realize is that I am wanting that. I'm wanting for someone to do that for me. Hell, I'm even willing to do that for someone else. But I have not been willing to do that for myself. I've been able to embrace the good parts about me. I think I've been able to embrace the fact that I'm beautiful, I'm smart, I'm funny as hell. You know, I've been able to embrace those things. But when it comes to things that are like deemed as flaws, whoever determines what flaws are, or things that are not always super positive things about me that don't always make people feel good, I'm not always quick to accept that part of me. So I completely deny that I even have those things. I don't even ever acknowledge that it exists in me. No, I don't do that. It's not even a thought that comes in my head, right? Or I'm completely obsessed with changing said flaw. But never do I ever just accept it for what it is. Never have I ever really done that. And I don't think that that's been a good thing. Like, I think that that has hurt me in certain ways. And I'm finally getting to this place, especially when I'm thinking of focusing, like, my goals in life and understanding that my goals mean I have to know I'm worth it. Well, part of my worth are those things too. Like, it doesn't just come with the good. So if someone were to get me, I'm not just coming with the good, right? With myself, with loving myself, I can't just love the good parts of me. I gotta love the ugly parts too, and understand and be okay with this may just be who I am forever. And just accepting that for what it is. Not saying that I'm never working on changing. Not saying that I'm never working to develop in certain areas or adapt to certain things. But I think for me, I haven't been able to at least acknowledge in a lot of cases that said flaws exist. Until typically I'm called out on them. And that's what's happened to me, I think, what's waking me up. I'm called out on them repeatedly. And I'm forced to reckon with them. Or sometimes I'm overcritical of myself as well. That can be a thing. But just acknowledging and accepting it for what it is. I think then and only then will I be able to really, truly know my worth and know what I come with, know my full price. You know the full price and not like my discounted price. Know my full price, and be willing to accept nothing less than that. Be willing to take nothing less than that. And I think that will help me really, I think in relationships too, but I think really as it relates to just me and how I navigate life, how I do things, and how I accomplish things, knowing that about myself. So that's been a lesson, and it was on my heart to share that. So that was like the main motivation and inspiration for me doing this episode tonight. But I would love to know your thoughts about that. I would love to talk a little bit more about like what your worth means. We can even talk about like, you know, things that are not super great, because that's what we typically don't really like to discuss it, even though I'm thinking about it all the time. I'm not always able to discuss it and just accept it for what it is. So I would love to hear that. Follow me on social media. It's Amira Joy, AmiraHJoi. I'm primarily on Instagram. Follow me on there. We can chat about it. But yeah, I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I wish you nothing but peace and many blessings as you enter in a new week. And I will probably do this again next week. But in the meantime, I'm signing off.